We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
It's basically the end of summer. This is it. This is the week in which you wave goodbye going to the beach. And you wave goodbye taking vacation, which a lot of people do. Wave goodbye because it's over. But think about this. A week from now after Labor Day, it's the greatest season of them all. It's fall. It's autumn. Baseball pennant races, unless you're a Met fan. The football season starting. College football starting. So this is a fun week because this is the goodbye summer week. It is the midday show, Benigno and Roberts. I'm here with you till 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's actually an old school January through April kind of old school day until CMB at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Dove and Ernie on the other side. I don't know if the Yankees are back in the AL East race. I'm not sure. I mean, we've been waiting for the Red Sox to cool off, assuming that the Red Sox would cool off. They hadn't, and they finally have. I mean, they got destroyed this weekend. Now, the Boston Red Sox didn't just lose three straight games to the Tampa Bay Rays, who have had some kind of year. Give them credit. And maybe Kevin Cash does deserve some votes for manager of the year, and maybe you should win it. Who knows? They're not in a pennant race, unfortunately for them. They're still too far behind Oakland for that second wild card spot. But the Tampa Bay Rays have had a hell of a year. And what they just did to the Boston Red Sox is they annihilated them. They outscored them 24-5 in a three-game sweep. And so because of that, and because of the fact that I guess it's 6 out of 8 that the Red Sox have lost, which is not a huge, horrific run, but for a team that's been on pace to win 115 games, that is a bad run. And because of that, and because the Yankees were able to take advantage of their schedule and beat up one of the worst teams in baseball, worst team in baseball history, I should say, not worst team in baseball. We already know they're the worst team in baseball, them and the Kansas City Royals, but a historically bad team. Because of that, and because the Red Sox are finally looking like they actually bleed and they're human, the Yankees have cut this deficit in the American League Eastern Division to a measly, tiny 5 games in the loss column. But I still don't know if it's going to be enough. And I don't know for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Yankees are still doing this, and give them credit for doing it, but they're still doing it without so many key players. They're doing it without Aaron Judge, and every day when you look for an update on Aaron Judge, the only update you get is, yeah, he still doesn't feel good. Well, that's a problem. We're a week away from Labor Day. When is he going to feel good? When is he going to swing a bat? When is he going to be back? They're still doing it now without Didi Gregorius. They're still doing it now without Gary Sanchez. And we'll get into this more. They're still doing it without the ace Luis Severino because he's not back yet. Now, he bulldogged through his outing last night, but he is not back to his Cy Young self from the first few months of the season. And you figure that the Red Sox, especially when they take on the Marlins this week, will bounce back and they'll get hot again. But the Yankees have crept a little bit closer. And now they are 6 games back. Now they are 5 in the loss column. They still have the head-to-head games with Boston, one coming up in a few weeks, and then one to close the season. So as a Yankee fan, when you wake up on this Monday morning, a week before the fall really hits, sure, they have a shot. And to their credit this weekend, when you look at what they were able to accomplish against the Baltimore Orioles, they do deserve a ton of credit. As bad as the Orioles are, they're 37-94, and they are bad.
and you look at this lineup, how many major leaguers are in this lineup? How many everyday baseball players on an average team are in this lineup? Adam Jones is one, and that honestly may be it. I mean, Jonathan Villar is borderline. Trey Mancini is borderline. Chris Davis is awful. How he's still playing every day is beyond everyone's imagination. So this is not a good team. We get that. But sweeping doubleheaders isn't easy. And the Yankees managed to do that on Saturday. But I got to go back to Friday because I thought Friday on a lot of levels was incredibly important. Friday was a shaky game. Friday was a game that looked like they were going to lose. And considering the split in Miami and the punt of that Wednesday game, that would have been very disappointing if you're a Yankee fan to open up this four-game series and lose on Friday night. And the biggest moment of that game was Gleyber Torres. Because when he comes up with bases loaded, one out, full count, and he just dunks it in the right field to tie the game after Robertson had given up the home run in an inning earlier, that was monstrous. And even though the Yankees didn't take the lead right after that, and they made you sweat it out in extra innings, I thought that was very, very significant. Because losing the opener of this series, who knows what things turn into if they don't win that game. But the story of this weekend on how they were able to beat the Baltimore Orioles is maybe the story of Luke Voit. And I guess when you have a special season, and we'll see how special this season turns out to be based on do they come back and win this division, do they win their wild card game, do they go on some kind of playoff run. But when you have special seasons, sometimes you need guys to step up out of nowhere. And Shane Spencer was a guy who did it a few decades ago for the Yankees. I remember Benny Agbayani did it for the Mets. More recently, remember 2005? I know 2005 is kind of a nondescript year in Yankee history. The Yankees and the Red Sox fought to the final days of the year. They shared the American League East title. They actually finished tied. And the Yankees, by tiebreak, I guess, won the division. And then they played the Angels in the first round of the playoffs. They lost in five. But what I remember about the 2005 Yankees is I remember in May or so, Brian Cashman calling up a young player like Robinson Cano. But here's what I remember more than that about the 05 Yankees. Two guys in particular who don't really live in Yankee lore because they didn't win the World Series, but two guys who had the years of their lives that year. You know what I'm talking about, Ernie? You know who I'm about to mention? Aaron Small and Sean Chacon. Remember those two guys? They were the main reason, or part of the reason, why the Yankees, after a mediocre start, were able to finish very strong. They won in the mid-90s, and they ended up, as I mentioned, tying in the American League East and technically winning the division. Now, it is only a couple of days, but at least for a few days, Luke Voit may be that guy. Because part of the reason why Greg Bird has played every day, a part of the reason why even through this just massive slump that you think he's getting out of when he hits a grand slam a week ago or hits a home run late Saturday a week and a day ago, the reason he has to play every day is there aren't any other options. Tyler Austin isn't here anymore. The Yankees have dealt with a lot of injuries as we just went through. So by default, Greg Bird was playing every day. Aaron Boone gives Luke Voit a chance, and how about Luke Voit? How about what he did this weekend? He hits a couple of home runs on Friday. He hits a home run yesterday, which was kind of significant early in the game, giving the Yankees the lead as he went to right field. All of a sudden, you can't get Luke Voit out. Luke Voit was on base every time last night. And here was the more telling thing before Voit performed that way. It was the fact that he was in the lineup against a righty in Dylan Bundy, where lefties have greater success against him. Aaron Boone actually stayed with the hot hand. I thought he doesn't believe in the hot hand. And so Luke Voit's not only performing, he's in the lineup. And somebody tweeted this to me Friday night. I forget who it was because it was Friday night now, so it's been 3 days. All this person did, this was very creative, is they just tweeted me a clip, a YouTube clip. And I'm like, oh, what's this YouTube clip? All it was the song Bye Bye Birdie. That's all it was. And it just, I got to tell you, it made me laugh. Now, I'm not saying Bye Bye Birdie forever. Maybe Bye Bye Birdie for a couple of days until the Luke Voit train finally slows down. But sometimes with guys like Luke Voit, they can actually stay hot for a while. Who is that chunky first baseman for the Tigers here? Craig Shelton? What was his name? Shelton. And he had a rampage for a couple of months. So if the Yankees can get a month out of Luke Voit, have a party. Have a celebration. Now, what we're all curious about, and we're going to give you the answer to, is, well, Luke Voit hit a bunch of home runs this weekend. What the heck did John Sterling do? So, Dove, I'll give you the choice. Whatever home run you want to play. You want to play the one from last night? That's fine. Whatever you want to play, let's get a sampling of the great Luke Voit, because all of a sudden, Mr. Voit's got three home runs in a four-game series. Three home runs in 3 days. And now, all of a sudden, if you're a Yankee fan, or if you're Aaron Boone, is there even really a decision on who plays first base? The answer is Luke Voit. Can't be Greg Bird. And that doesn't mean Greg Bird's done forever, right? This isn't Wally Pipp completely. Not quite yet. I mean, who knows? Maybe if Luke Voit becomes this star player, maybe he will be. But the one thing I assume about guys like Voit, you know, 26, 27-year-old guys who have bounced around a little bit, more quadruple-A player than anything, is that if you can get a hot streak out of them, just ride it. The odds are they don't turn into anything special. They don't turn into a guy. Sometimes it happens, but more times than not, you just have to enjoy the wave. So let's hear Luke Voit going deep.
Pitch. Swung on and drilled to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again. Another two-run home run by Luke Voit. Luke here. Voit is adroit. He hits his second two-run home run of the game. And the Yankees now take a 7-4 lead.
Luke! I like the Luke over here part. The Voit is adroit? What is that? Do you know what that means? Do we know? No idea, though.
Not a fan. This is not.
Well, Luke over here is pretty good. I don't mind that. You know, playing off that.
I would have liked Luke as your father. How about that?
That's not bad. You know what? How about this one? And please, don't call in and make this our show. We can't spend 2 hours just with different ideas about home run calls. But I'll just, for 10 seconds, I'll say this. Offer Ernie's idea. You say the pitcher's name. So in last night's case, it was Dylan Bundy. So Sterling says, "Hey, Dylan Bundy, Luke is your father."
I like it. We got it.
I think we got it. John, if you're listening, there you go. You say the pitcher's name, whoever he hits the home run off, so we're going to give him a little love, and then Luke is your father. That's a good job, Ernie. That's a good job, Ernie. But, hey, if you're a Yankee fan, here's what you do. You take this Luke Voit run, and you enjoy it. And there's so many of these, some in big moments, some in non-big moments, as far as guys who come out of nowhere and have runs. So I mentioned that guy in Detroit a few years ago, Shelton. We know about Shane Spencer, who turned into a respectable major leaguer, but obviously that rampage he had in late 1998 was never anything he could accomplish. Kevin Moss had something like that years and years ago. A guy by the name of Brian LaHare for the Chicago Cubs a few years ago had a run like that. There are plenty of them. You just have to enjoy it. That's what you do. You have to ride it, enjoy it, and understand the odds are it's not going to last forever. But if you're Aaron Boone right now, you play the guy every day. Last night, and I'll probably mention more of this throughout the show because I did not have the Yankee game on mute. A lot of times when I'm watching sporting events, I may have it on mute. It's a compromise. My wife is watching something else. I'll give her the sound, and I have the game on mute. In last night's case, I was listening to it. And A-Rod, who I think does a good job. I really do. I don't even think that crew's that bad. I don't mind that crew. I really don't. But Luke Voit has three good days. Okay? At the end of the day, it's still only 3 days. He's not Shane Spencer yet. All right? He's not Sean Chacon yet. He's not there yet. It's been 3 days. And I heard these two guys compared to Luke Voit, or Luke Voit compared to these two guys. Dante Bichette and Matt Holliday. What? Well, what are we doing here? The guy, it's been 3 days. We're comparing him to guys who had, not Hall of Famers, but guys who had pretty good careers. There was another there was another name mentioned.
Shane Spencer.
Shane Spencer, I'm good with, though. That's
right,
different.
That one made sense. The other two didn't.
You can't compare him to Dante Bichette and Matt Holliday. Come on now. Let's see if he can ride this. And there's no doubt, if you're Aaron Boone, you ride it, man. You put him in the lineup every damn day. And who knows? Maybe we are sitting here wild card day and Luke Voit's in the lineup. Who knows? It's possible.
But let's not, you know, let's not compare him to Dante, but not that Dante Bichette's in the Hall of Fame. And don't tell me, oh, come on, Dante's just a Coors Field creation. Who cares if he is? The guy had years in which he drove in 130 runs. Luke Voit has had three good days. With that said, enjoy it. Because when you have injuries the way the Yankees have injuries, and they have a lot of them, some you're confident you're getting guys back soon, a la Didi and Gary Sanchez. Some feel more serious, Aaron Judge. You need guys to step up. Miguel Andujar has stepped up like a monster, including that line drive, two-run double in the third. He's a doubles machine. Neil Walker has stepped up. Brett Gardner has not stepped up, by the way. He has not. And right now, Luke Voit has stepped up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.